Everybody, I'll call the meeting to order. I would like to welcome Ms. Dean back joining us and would ask her to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, good morning. Thank you, everybody, for coming. I'd like to make some introductions here, my board members. To my far right is Ms. Heidi Harris from Sawyer, Bill Massey from Forestville. I'm Jeff Hales, chairman from Eureka. To my left is Mr. David Noren, vice chair from Sebastopol, John Corbett from McKinleyville, and Carol Dean from Santa Rosa. And absent today is Mike Dunker from Rio Dell. And Kat, would you like to introduce staff?
Now I'm on. To my right is Mr. Luis Rivera, our assistant executive officer, and our attorney, Ms. Kim Niemeyer. And as I think everyone on the board knows, that Kim is going to be leaving us as our counsel, going to the Tahoe region, and we will be getting a part-time replacement for her as part of our ever-shrinking staff. But we're going to miss Kim, I trust we will still see her. And then across from me, we've got Miss Jean Lockett, and who will take your pink slips, and Patty Corsi, who's doing sound, and that was Greg Nash, our IT guy, who just left the room. there are other staff in the room who will introduce themselves as they come up.
Great, thank you. Our State Board Liaison, Tam Doda, can't join us today for her reports from the state. She had a small incident where her adjoining townhouse had caught fire. And there was some smoke damage in her place, and so she's been cleaning things up over the last few days. Thankfully, everything's fine with her, but she's got some housekeeping to attend to. So we'll miss her, but we'll get her update at the next meeting. Do we have any other board members that have reports out for us?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Massey.
I think two very encouraging things. I attended a annual update in Sacramento regarding small systems, and we are making, I believe, progress on small systems in terms of particularly wastewater systems. As you know, in our region, we have a predominance of very small systems, and so we are doing that. In the period since our last meeting, I have had occasion to talk to state and local officials in terms of those small systems.
Great. Thanks for that. I know we've been struggling with how we're going to look into the future with some of the policies that are coming forward, and clearly appreciate your effort to do that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I wanted to compliment Mr. Massey on the small systems. He's been at it for quite a few years, and it's a good cause. And if you look at New Jersey, where the law was patterned on, they ultimately had to make accommodation. Very similar to what we're going through now. I just regret California has to relearn the curve. But I think your efforts will be heard, and I appreciate them.
Thank you.
Thanks. Kat, we save your report to the end? Okay. We can transition into our public forum period. I don't have any speaker cards now, but if anybody would like to speak on items that are not on our agenda. And I see Jean, and I see Ms. Edelman raising her hand. I assume she's, as usual, filled out her speaker card. Thank you. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. Brenda Edelman, Russian River Watershed Protection Committee. I just wanted to speak briefly. I a few weeks ago, completed this Russian River Watershed Committee 2009 photo project. And I believe you were all received these by email, and I hope you had a chance to take a look at them. And if you didn't, I hope you will in the near future. Basically, I wanted to tell you the brief story behind this. We've been tracking closely the whole issue of the proposed changes to Decision 1610, which governs flows in the Russian River, with particular attention to the lower river. And this is the requested change in flows is based on requirements in the biological opinion, which was released in September of 08. And basically, the lower river is basically going to have its flows lowered, and there's also been a temporary urgency change. We've had lower flows in 2004, 2007, 2009, and then again this year. And basically, it's not because the flows themselves need to be lower in the lower river. It's so that an estuary project could be complete without flooding to the local Jenner properties. And so we had concerns about water quality impacts as a result of this. I believe that the water agency's been doing monitoring all along at the request of the state board, but we haven't seen any comprehensive reports coming out of that monitoring, and the monitoring for the nutrients last year was really inadequate. I understand that there's going to be improvements this year, but without comprehensive reports based on the monitoring, we don't have a clear picture of what's going on. And basically, when all this was happening, I just took it on myself, and our group decided to do a photo project all last summer. And every single week, I took pictures from the Monterio Bridge, the Guerneville Bridge, and the Hacienda Bridge. And Hacienda is where they measure the flows for the whole lower river, and where that's the point where they have to meet certain minimums. Customarily, in a normal year, the required minimum at Hacienda was 125 CFS. The requirement or request in the biological opinion is a 45% decrease to 70 CFS, although it doesn't always go that low. Last year, the June and July averages weren't too bad. They were at 183 and 95 average flow, but August flow went down to 63 CFS, and September was 80 CFS. Now, even though the the water agency can go as low as 70 CFS this year, for some reason the flows up to now have been over 200, and the river's been pretty full, and we haven't noted too many problems. But what the pictures show, and I wasn't the only one taking pictures, other people contributed as well, was a vast array of different kinds of algae, and some of the worst algae was downstream of the Russian River County Sanitation District at the Monterio Beach. And all the pictures are here. I'm not an expert by any means on nutrient pollution, but you could just see it. We also included, we had all kinds of testimonials from citizens who were out on the river complaining about conditions. We also have a number of comparison shots showing the way the beaches looked and the river looked at different flow levels. Excuse me, I'm sorry. What I'm trying to get at here is that I really feel the lower river's impaired for nutrients, and I know that you'll get into later. But as far as I know, there's nothing on the agenda at this point in time to list nutrients for the lower river, and that's one of the things that I hope to get more attention paid to, and I'll be entering these pictures to the state board process on the 2012 listing. And I also encourage you to give this consideration, and to particularly in the process of the water agency's monitoring during this, to really put their feet to the fire to do adequate monitoring and to do some analysis that really gives a clear picture. I think there's also some evidence that there was at least one test taken by your agency that indicated a form of blue-green algae at the Monterio Kids Beach. Of course, that was just tested in that one place, so there may be more blue-green algae throughout the lower river system. We heard stories about dogs getting violently ill and people having all kinds of infections and problems. And at any rate, I won't go into any more detail now, but I encourage you to look at these pictures and think about this issue, and hopefully some progress could be made on that. thank you very much for the time.
Thanks, Brenda. I trust you'll be sticking around for items 8 and 9 on our agenda for our...
I want to.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chair, with regard to Sonoma County Water's agency's monitoring for the urgency order for this year, we did comment extensively on their proposal. We were rather critical, in fact, and to the best of my knowledge, none of those the heart of what our comments were about were not taken by the agency. So we continue to have concerns about the monitoring, the water quality portion of the monitoring related to that urgency order that the State Board has issued.
Mr. Chair, for one thing, Brenda, I want to just acknowledge and thank you for that work and that documentation. I think it is important. I think it's a very much a changing flow regime and changing world on the river. With that last meeting in June, I asked for some type of update as we go through this. My own premise on sampling is that sampling needs to be done in an appropriate way to magnify or at least frame the issue and make sure that data and detection limits are actually being adequately applied. If in fact that's not happening, that is a problem that's ongoing. My understanding is the change order potentially goes for a period of 7 years, and it's somewhat open-ended as far as how that permanent change works. I would tell you that this board, at least myself, is from here, is very interested in how that goes and data goes, because without adequate data in that lower river that is impaired already, I don't know how we go through this and how the whole thing works. So as we go, I would ask again that, you know, however we can engage with either Water Agency or State Board or other players within this, I think it's important that it gets adequately characterized as to the effects, the outcomes, and possibly within the long-term management, how that works. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. I don't have any other speaker cards for public forum. I don't see any hands raising or eyebrows raising, so let's move on. Thank you, Brenda. Let's move to our meeting minutes from June.